Here's Charlene Steinkamp.
Before our divorce became final, Bob was crying out for me to forgive him one more time. I had allowed my heart to become so hardened. I was so angry and bitter. I would not listen to his repentance or the Holy Spirit telling me to give him another chance. Do you know how many marriages are going to court every week because of anger, unforgiveness, or pride? May God help every couple to realize the dire consequences they are making, giving in to the destruction of their marriage by divorce. I wanted to get even and show Bob the consequences of all his sins. Who was I to punish him? I was a Christian, but did not apply the Word of God at all to my marriage. Will you start now and apply the Word of God? The Lord is asking and showing you a new way to live. God, forgive us for our lack of knowledge. That's Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. How many marriages could be restored this week if both spouses would give up wanting their own selfish ways in their marriage? In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 17, we read, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." Understand what the Lord's will is. Dear Stander, I challenge you that you must seek the Lord to find His will for you and your marriage and for your children. In Psalm 40, verse 8, it says, "I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart." I pray that you are starting to read the Lord's word every day, because it is going to go into your heart and you are going to start to change. The Holy Spirit is going to cleanse your heart and your mind. Are you willing to seek the Lord to know His will for your life? Are you willing to do God's will regardless of His assignment? My prayer for you today is for you to choose to pick up your cross and follow your Lord God forever. He will never lead you down a wrong path. Imagine if you had sought the Lord at an earlier age, seeking to know and do the will of God in your life and marriage. How different your marriage may have been. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it's very important scripture that I hope you will learn and memorize verse 2 especially. "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world." Verse 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Be different, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Oh, that is a scripture that you need to pray with your spouse's name in it. You need to personalize it with your children's name in it. That they will no longer conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of their mind. Then they will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, His pleasing, and perfect will. Is that not what we need to shout, hallelujah, praise the Lord? That's what we want. Oh, dear Stander, we've got to know the Word of God. We cannot let a pastor teach once a week or three times a week to you and that be it. You are accountable and you are needing to take responsibility to read God's Word daily. A few years ago, before I divorced Bob, I met with our pastor. I told him briefly some of our marriage problems at that time. I also told our pastor how much I loved Bob and did not believe in divorce. He talked to me for a little while. Then he said, "Charlene, I feel God wants me to give you a scripture that you need to do for the rest of your life. And I hope it becomes very special to you." Well, I was deeply disappointed with him giving me one scripture, but now I share it frequently in devotions and to many, many people. I did not allow the Holy Spirit to speak to my heart at that moment. I had to wait until it came alive to me after our divorce. I pray that this scripture will become like manna was to the Israelites, or let it be your rhema word for today. The scripture is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. What did I say? Yes, you need to go get the Bible, look up 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. You need to read it, you need to highlight it, you need to circle some words and understand this is God's will for you. That's what I did not want to accept. I did not want to receive it. I went on a detour road. Don't do what I did. Let me read it again. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. As you seek to know and do the will of God, may this be one of the first scriptures that you choose to memorize. The Lord does have a sense of humor with me especially, because this scripture came alive to me at the beginning of my stand, and He ever so gently reminded me that He had given it to me through a man of God many years before. Then the Lord gave me months later another scripture in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9, and if you know our ministry, you know the scripture I'm talking about. I'll let you look up the scripture in Philippians chapter 4, but a hint is rejoice. I say it again, rejoice. Are you praying daily for your husband or wife to change their sinful behavior, actions, or words? Your spouse may be going to church or Bible study, because Bob did with the other woman most every Sunday, but are they living according to God's word and putting it into action? Are they living in blatant sin, not wanting marriage restoration, wanting a divorce, not forgiving you, blaming you? Remember, they're blinded and deceived by the enemy, Satan. Let me share a scripture that you can personalize and pray for your husband or wife in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 8 and verse 11, which is my favorite. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord. Yes, that's what we want, is it not? Let him turn to the Lord, and He will have mercy on him, and to our God, for He will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Dear Standard, you need to write down these scriptures. You need to take this teaching. You need to replay it over and over again. You need to learn the Word of God. I pray that if you are listening to this on the radio, that you will get this CD and replay it over and over again to write down the scriptures and to learn it, because we need to know these scriptures that we can personalize and pray with your spouse's name in them. And then we need to understand that God's word will not return void. When you pray and talk to the Lord, He will show you His will and way by His word and other signs. He will reveal to you in some way what He desires for you in your marriage. Will you choose to do God's will in your life and marriage? I pray that you will learn to respond to doing the will of God on an everyday basis. What is the meaning of the will of God? In Nelson's 3-in-1 Bible Reference Companion, it means God's desire. Well, I guess that's the bottom line. Do you want to live your life doing it your way, or do you want to live your life doing it God's way? Let me share a scripture that shows you that you need to seek God's will for your goals and plans for your future. Yes, I'm referring to your marriage problems. God does have a plan and a future for you right now. Jeremiah 29, verses 11 to 13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Powerful scripture, powerful scripture. Will you seek His will and way? Will you follow His plan and say no loudly every day to the temptations, the tricks, and the schemes of the enemy, Satan, who wants to take you on a detour road that will lead you to destruction? There are many areas that we can know God's will by reading God's Word. One example is salvation for your beloved spouse and loved ones and friends. The Lord loves your spouse so much that He is willing to wait for their surrender and obedience to His plan for their marriage restoration. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it explains this so perfectly. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. What a promise. Just to know that He wants everyone to come to repentance, that is what you and I need to understand. He is not wanting anyone to die in their sin. Dear Sander, let these scriptures encourage you and bless your heart. Jesus Christ died on the cross doing God's will. Jesus shed His blood on the cross for all sinners to receive eternal life. Do you remember what Jesus Christ cried out to God in the garden? In Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, let me read. Going a little farther, He fell with His face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as You will." Can you understand if we can surrender every day to not my will, Father, but Your will be done in everything I do, what God could accomplish? So may you ask the Lord daily to transform your heart and mind to be able to do God's will in your life. I often ask our Bible study group, what if Jesus came into your bedroom tonight and said, "Wait for your spouse, your marriage will be healed." Then Jesus walks out the door. Would you believe the Lord and wait for your beloved spouse? I know that some would, but I also know that after a season of time, there would be the doubters who would allow the enemy to steal the promise that the Lord had literally given you. Would you stand in the gap for your marriage forever? Will you learn God's will and then do God's will for your marriage? We are living in the end times, so I pray that you will choose to seek the Lord, to know God's will, and then be obedient to God's way for your marriage to be restored. Stand firm in the Lord every day, praying for your spouse's heart to be touched by the Lord. Now let me share one of Apostle Paul's many favorite prayers that specifically is asking God to fill us with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. This is another excellent prayer that you can personalize with your spouse's name in it daily. This is my prayer for you today. You can know and do God's will for your life and marriage. This prayer is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 to 14. And may I encourage you that at least once a week that you would pray this prayer for you, for your spouse and children, loved ones, and co-workers. When you read it and when you understand it, you want to pray it regularly. Oh, I know it takes extra time to read scriptures and personalize it, but the benefits and the dividends are eternal. And I don't think we understand what we're missing out by not doing it. Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 to 14 reads, "For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we've not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding." Is that not what you're wanting for your spouse or a lost loved one? To fill Bob, to fill Tim, to fill Sue, to fill Lori with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding? Now, I personalized it to help you, to show you how to do it. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued your spouse. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Now do you see why I like this scripture? Get serious. Start claiming and reading and praying the Word of God for your spouse to be set free. If you're hurting badly today, just cry out the name of Jesus. Jesus, help me. Jesus died for you and your sins, so allow the Holy Spirit to minister His hope to you right now while you're hurting. Allow Him to increase your faith and trust in God, the King of Kings. Nothing is too hard for Him to heal, restore, or reconcile. Ephesians 3:20, one of my favorite scriptures, says, "Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us." What are you choosing to do? You must believe in God's awesome, mighty power. Never forget the power that's in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed His blood for your sins and for your husband or wife and loved ones. Don't ever give up on God. May this be your prayer to the Lord today. In Psalm 143, verses 7 to 10, I'm going to read it as if you're praying it. "Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I'll be like those who go down to the pit. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Rescue me from my enemies, O Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground." Lord, we just praise you and we thank you for this teaching. Lord, teach this dear stander to know how to love their spouse who has fallen into sin. Give them hope and faith as they stand, pray, and wait for them to come to their senses. Give them the strength to stand firm in the Lord. Show them your will, Lord, and the way to fight for their marriage. Lord, continue to give them true unconditional love for their spouse every day, regardless of their words and their lifestyle. Lord, empower them to love their husband or wife unconditionally and remove every day any unforgiveness in their own heart. Pour on them your love and forgiveness that only can come from the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, may you give them your holy boldness to share with their children, family, and friends that their marriage is forever. May they never forget their wedding vows and live them out until you return their spouse home to their family. May they then serve you, Lord, forever. Oh, I pray this all, and I pray special blessings on this dear stander and on their family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.